Hello and welcome to the Moco Tech Podcast. Today we're going to have an awesome game from Fish Labs that's cross-platform. We're going to have Valve's new operating system that is announced for 2014. And then we're going to go down to Los Angeles for a little bit of hacking, but not hacking by hackers. Then finally in the pod update, we're going to go on with some 3D gaming and an idea for an Android game. If this is your first time here, thank you very much. Please rate this podcast. That would be brilliant. Also, if you like it, please subscribe. I am Moco of the mocotech.blogspot.com blog. And basically what I do is I blog, and now podcast as well, about tech, gaming, and really anything that suits me. Here, though, in our first gaming slot, we have Galaxy on Fire 2 by Fish Labs. Now, Fish Labs created a game for Android, iOS, Mac, Windows, and Linux. This is the ultimate cross-platform game. You can play it on anything. It's obviously better on PC. It runs faster. But also, it runs perfectly good on an Android and an iOS device. If you get the HD version, the graphics are almost console quality. It's also an open world game. There's a whole galaxy that you can go to. If I didn't mention before, Galaxy on Fire 2 is a space shooter. You go around in a starship, shooting down your enemies, and also, since it's an open world game, there's asteroids that you can mine, you can get money, and then you can basically put it all into space stations, get better ships, and get even better equipment and weapons. So, Galaxy on Fire 2. What's the best thing about it? Probably its open world and its simulation. It's very, very smooth. You can go anywhere in the galaxy, even during the story mode. When you're on the story, you can go around doing the story, but also can stop at different planets and different systems to get your ship better as you also go and do the story as well. The storyline is easy, which is not the best. Even when you start a new game and you choose a harder difficulty, it's still a very easy storyline, and it comes a little repetition after you've completed the storyline. Once you've completed the storyline, it's very much like GTA. You can still go around the galaxy getting better stuff, because at the end of the storyline, by no means do you have the best ship. However, Galaxy on Fire 2 does have many expansion packs. These expansion packs are great. There's a lot of them. And these expansion packs have storyline expansions. There's also just a ship and galaxy expansion. It's very good. You can just go around very much like GTA. You can make enemies, you can make friends, you can destroy pirates, you can do a whole load of freelance missions. All in all, it's a very good game. If you get the HD version, the graphics are console quality. They're very good. Now, moving on to our tech slot here, Valve decided it needed an operating system, because it's Valve. SteamOS is projected to come out in 2014, or possibly later at 2015. Already there are many AAA, well, it's been said that there are many AAA titles that are going to be on SteamOS. The whole idea for SteamOS, if you don't know what Steam is by a company called Valve. Steam is a huge website where you can download games, you can make an account, you can have a whole bunch of different games that's all connected to an account. You can spend tons and tons of money. And here, now creating this operating system, it's basically a gamer's operating system. Hopefully it'll be cheaper than things like a great Windows computer. And it should work fairly well. The one problem is that basically what Valve has done now is that they're just going to receive more money. Because not only do you have to pay for each game, which can get extremely expensive, because these games are actually more expensive than they're worth, at least in my opinion. you have to pay for the games and the operating system, and you don't know, there's probably a whole bunch of subscription services they want as well. So, instead of getting a good Windows computer that you can still get Steam games on, going for SteamOS may just make your pocket have holes. So, however, some of the cool features of SteamOS will be you'll be able to stream to your television. So, directly from your computer to your television. I mean, imagine, what if someone's watching, I don't know, their favorite TV show? It can be anything. I don't know what your favorite TV show is. But if they're watching that, and then you just pop in and you stream directly to the TV and mess them all up. Pranks times. I know that if I ever get it, I'm definitely going to do that. That's going to be the best thing ever. Now we move on to Los Angeles. In Los Angeles, a school decided to give its students iPads. Now, the one problem with giving its students iPads was that they decided to hack them. They were given iPads to be able to do their homework on the iPads when they went home, to have a more modern input to their school. When they went home, however, they hacked it because there were controls on it that would not allow them to do anything but homework. When asked why they hacked it, a student said that they hacked so they could actually do things like play games and surf the internet and go to websites like Facebook and all those other things, even though these guys aren't 13 years old yet. So, Los Angeles has decided to stop their iPod production. Why? Because there's hacks. The whole reason for the first iPad production was to get all the school members having an iPad. Now, this can be very expensive, and personally, I don't think they should have spent money on that, because they should have known the kids are just going to hack it. It's incredibly easy. Hacking things like iPads, iPods, anything Apple or Android or things like that is incredibly easy nowadays. So actually, it should be them either putting extremely good hacking protection or just don't give them iPads, which is what I would do. But aside from that, it's the pod update. Many different things. Here, I've decided to start Unity programming. So this is Unity is a 3D game development software. It is a engine that you can make 3D games on. Recently, Unity decided to make its Android and iOS license free. So now you can make Android and iOS games for free with Unity. So I've been working around with Unity, sort of made a couple prototype games. My idea was to create a parkour game, so very simple game, but hopefully an addicting parkour game where you can jump to different platforms, very much like a platformer game in 3D from the first person view. Also, my app, I don't think you've heard about this yet, but there is an application on the Google Play Store called Vector Beat. We're counting down to 50 downloads. Now, I know this isn't actually too much, 50 downloads, but it is incredibly good for the idea that I actually had no advertising, no nothing, and this actually only went up on the store about 2 months ago. So this is actually a fairly good thing. So if you want to support that, please go ahead to your Google Play Store, type in Vector Beat, all one word, don't make a space, for some reason it doesn't like it. And if you download Vector Beat, then you will be able to have contributed as well. To contribute even more, what you can do is you can go ahead and you can rate it and give it a, whatever you call it, a, you know, you sort of comment down below. My brain's having a brain fart. Anyway, also, I wanted to take a little time to talk about the Moco Tech Network. And so basically, what I'm going to try to do is I'm trying to get this mocotech.blogspot.com to grow really big. I'm going to have this podcast in. I really like doing things like podcasting and having the tech blog up. And hopefully we can get that really big, the network's going to sort of all connect. If I can have lots of people, then I'll upgrade the Blogspot to a .com domain, and it'll be brilliant. We'll have a whole network thing, and this podcast will go up really soon as well. So thank you guys for coming here. If you liked it, please go ahead and subscribe. It helps the whole dealio. And if you want to read instead of just listen, there are many, many articles that I have not talked about here that are in mokotech.blogspot.com. Let me repeat that. Mokotech, that's M-O-K-K-O, tech.blogspot.com. Thank you very much. I have been Moko, and this is Moko out.